is Brian and Trisha, and you were telling me about this new streaming service?
Peacock. It's NBC's digital arm that is just launching this week. And I'm telling you, I'm done with most subscriptions for most channels. The only ones I've got right now, Disney Plus, Hulu, and Netflix. I've got a ton of free ones, but I'm telling you, I have tried other subscription-based things. They're not worth it. They're
and
just,
you watch
for
a,
me.
You
for
watch
me.
A lot of TV.
I do, but yeah. I also like movies and I like documentaries. I have pretty wide taste, but for my specific tastes and use, Disney gets me kind of some fun stuff for the whole family and some cool classic things. The Mandalorian is worth Disney alone.
Yeah.
Netflix gets me a lot of stuff I like, and I'm finding a lot of Netflix original movies that I really like. So I'm leery of Peacock, right? So I'm
just
thinking,
at first thought.
Yeah, because it's like, all right, so what are you going to do? You're going to throw a bunch of old NBC shows up there that I've already seen or don't care about. And then you're going to throw on some original programming.
But they have, what, 20,000?
20,000 hours of programming if you're a subscriber that pays. And that subscription is about 10 bucks a month.
But they have a free version.
Which you get about 10,000 hours of programming for free.
That's still incredible.
Eventually, once all their licenses expire with other streaming platforms, that will be the only place you can watch The Office.
And this free level, there are going to be ads with it. But,
right.
I mean, that's okay.
So what? I watch ads on regular TV. I'm cool with that.
Ads help pay for things. So.
This is crazy. 10,000 hours of programming. Their original stuff's cool and all that, but there's a little section in here. They say if you like different kind of programming, you'll like this. There's a little corner of this little universe on Peacock that has documentary and cult classics, and in that, a ton of Alfred Hitchcock and the first 12 seasons of Unsolved Mysteries.
Wow.
This is Unsolved Mysteries. I'm Robert Stack. Tonight.
How many of those we could still solve if they haven't, you know, been
That's
solved?
That's what I'm wondering. How cool would that be if I solved a mystery?
That would be really cool.
I'm going to watch 12 seasons of Unsolved Mysteries, and I'm going to solve something.
Okay.
I'm going to do it.
Start now.
I wonder if I could set a Guinness World Record for solving unsolved mysteries.
Well, I'm sure you could. I can make you a certificate. I mean, I can, like, whip that up real quick. It won't be official, but, you know.
All right, put your disco boots on. You ready?
Oh, boy.
Van McCoy in The Hustle.
I'll be busy for the next 4 minutes.
We are Quixie 98.3. Happy Thursday, kids.